Jamie Cudmore, your fourth Rugby World Cup now. How does this one compare, I guess?
It's hard to really compare them all. You know, they've each one's been so different, obviously being in other countries and different lead-ups and different groups, really. Like, I think this is probably one of the youngest groups we've ever had. And, you know, I'm obviously one of the older guys now, or if not the oldest. But I'm happy to be here. And, you know, it's the lead-up and everything's been really good. And I'm just excited to get stuck in for Italy on Saturday.
It's a tough group, obviously, with three of the Tier 1 nations and then Romania as well. How do you look at this group when it was kind of drawn?
You know, that was exactly what we thought. You know, we've got three big games and another one with Romania who, you know, I think we're pretty much very, very even in terms of results. And, you know, they had a good win against us in November, and we're going to be trying to reverse that for the end of the month.
What's the mindset ahead of this game against Italy as well? Do you go into it targeting certain games throughout a tournament?
Well, we don't have the luxury really to target any games. We've got to go game after game and do our best to score as many points and get as many wins as we can. You know, we targeted Ireland. We wanted to keep our system in place and play some good rugby. And I think in periods we did show that we could do that. And building off of that, we really want to bring that into the Italy game as well. Hold on to the ball, play some good rugby, and most importantly, score points when we're in the red zone.
What positives do you take out of that game? Because you were really strong and kind of matched them toe-to-toe for the first 10, 15 minutes.
We showed that when we hung on to the ball, we could play with the best of them. Scrum was pretty good. A few things need to be sorted out in the lineout, but other than that, generally happy with the globality of it. But as you said, we just got to hang on to the ball and try and play with them.
Much like the USA, Canada seems to have poured a lot of focus into kind of sevens game. Do you think that's hindering the 15s game or vice versa at all?
No, for us, it doesn't hinder it at all. It gives guys who maybe don't get a lot of high-level experience, they get that with the Sevens tournament, playing around the world week in, week out with that high-quality competition. It's maybe just a little bit harder for some of them to adapt back to the 15s game. But I think after the PNC this summer and all our warm-up games, the majority of them have digested that all very well.
Do you have, to some extent, an eye on third place with the kind of teams that you're playing against in this group in terms of securing an automatic pass through to the next World Cup, maybe, in 4 years?
I think for us that's really a minimum. We've got to set our standards very high. We obviously had a big loss against Ireland, so we're looking to bounce back. And if we shoot for third and then we get fourth, you know, that's not really what we're looking for. So we've got to shoot a bit higher for that.
So in that respect, what would constitute a successful World Cup for Canada?
Winning the next three games, you know, those are that's a viable goal. We've got to start with Italy on Saturday. We've got the firepower. We've got the, you know, I think enough experience and some exciting backs to compete with them, and then we'll look on to France. But for the moment, we're concentrating 100% on Italy.
And just a word on the fan base back home. Obviously, North America, you've got to compete with hockey. In America, obviously, you've got to compete with the NFL and kind of things like that. How is rugby seen there, and is the fan base growing out there for rugby?
It's definitely growing. You know, as I spoke earlier, teams, the games are on TV now, and that's a big change from other World Cups in the past. You know, we've seen a lot of print media, internet, and as well at TSN, one of our big sports networks, are carrying all the games, and not just our games, other games as well. So that's huge, because now it's not just our rugby public that are looking for the games, it's also the general public. And kind of ties in with the Canadian psyche. We love guys going full tilt into people and contact and boys hard, playing hard and working hard as well. And I think that really comes into the whole kind of Canadian mindset. So I'm hoping that we get a few more converts over to the game.
And on that tack, can you ever see a time where maybe a Tier 2 nation like Canada is hosting a Rugby World Cup again? It falls outside the top eight countries.
Well, definitely. I think it's extremely important. You know, I thought the last World Cup should have been in Japan. Unfortunately, they had the problem with Fukushima, but it'd do a lot for world rugby to have it outside those eight nations. England, New Zealand, Australia, France, these places, they're big rugby pedigrees, but I think there's a lot of places like Japan, like United States, like Canada, who could do a very, very good job and really open up rugby to a new public. Mm-hmm. So, hopefully that can happen.
And just finally, the fact that this World Cup is spread around so many cities, and in fact, coming to the north, obviously you're playing Italy up here in Leeds. Is it nice to get round and about and play rugby in the north and some different counties, different areas?
Oh, definitely. I've been up here playing against Sale, against Leeds, a good many years ago. But that's a part of rugby, touring. You get around, go to places that aren't necessarily where you would normally go for a game, and it's beautiful up here. Leeds looks like a great place, and I know they have a rich rugby heritage with the rugby league plus the union as well. So we're looking forward to it.
Hoping to convert a couple of rugby leagues over to the union side as well.
Yeah, if anybody wants to come down on Saturday, by all means, wear red. So we're looking forward to it.